You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 48. Hands up, don't shoot. This episode is all about the recent police shootings and deaths and surrounding protest and outrage. I know some of you might disagree with me. You're more than welcome to leave your thoughts in the comments for the show notes blog post on this, and we can have a civil discussion. And with that, let's start the news. Ferguson, Missouri, the death of Michael Brown. My thoughts on everything that's happened since the August 9th tragedy. So, what we know at this point is, the officer involved, Darren Wilson, was not indicted by a grand jury. Recent events, one of the grand jurors has been identified as a white supremacist. So, yes, I use that word because, well, that's pretty much what she is. And the prosecutor behind all this has admitted that grand jurors, he knew that grand jurors were lying. So I don't think that maybe this is done here. You know, there might be some justice served here. You know, this is not against Darren Wilson, the officer, you know, but, you know, did he have to shoot him? You know, It all boils down to, you know, a matter of opinion, but all the facts are out now. Everyone knows this. And now we have grand jurors that lied. We have the prosecutor that knows that grand jurors lied. We have an officer who admitted he would do the same thing again. And we also have, you know, the idea that, you know, okay, yes, at one point he grabbed his gun. Okay. But you know what happened in the end? The officer got the gun back. The officer lived. The suspect died. So, you know, this isn't protecting the criminals. This is, we need better policing. We need police to understand, you know, and I'm going to go into this in my rant on this podcast, but I just want better support. I'm tired of seeing all this stuff, you know. I mean, justice needs to be served. You know, if someone committed a crime, by all means, you know, then they should be, you know, charged with that crime. But, you know, unless they killed someone in a mall and shot them up, you know, if they're just a shoplifter, then God forbid we should have shoplifting be, you know, be shot and killed, you know, thinking about that. So this case might actually be reopened. So if it does, obviously I'm going to cover it in a future podcast here. So New York City, New York, Eric Garner. So, my thoughts on what's happened with this, you know, again, the officer was not indicted by a grand jury. The chokehold that was used on him that eventually ended his life was something that shouldn't have been used. It's been, you know, July 17th. I mean, this has been, you know, almost half a year here now. Since this happened. So, you know, it's unfortunate. I've seen her, his widow, on various news shows, and, you know, there's no hate, you know, she's not hating the officers that did this. You know, she just wants justice to be done. You know, her husband died at the hands of an officer. What was he doing? Oh, selling untaxed cigarettes. Again, a crime that shouldn't, end in death, you know? Oh my gosh, unless he's out shooting people up, you know? Which wasn't the case. And again, he was unarmed, you know, I don't think, you know, and there's video of it, which obviously the grand jury never really took into consideration. So, you know, I'm tired of seeing, you know, it's just not something, you know, again, my rant's going to cover, you know, what I think here, but, you know, officers made a mistake here. You know, I'm sorry. That's my opinion. If you disagree with me, that's fine. You can disagree with me all you want, but I don't think that someone selling untaxed cigarettes, regardless of what kind of struggle or anything that they were in with officers, should be killed, you know. And you know, there was no humanity, you know, as far as just him laying there. And, you know, I just don't see how this is an acceptable pattern for, you know, officers of the law. And, You want to apprehend somebody? By all means, do it. But, you know, be better at it. We expect better of our law enforcement. So, yeah, and I, you know, there's nothing really more left on this story here, you know, as far as, you know, we have a husband is gone. You know, he was, you know, yeah, he was a street criminal, but I'm not, advocating or upholding his crimes. I'm just saying, should have lived, and things should have went better. Cleveland, Ohio, Tamir Rice. So, you know, everything that's happened since the November 22nd tragedy. So this was the kid, or if I remember right, he's 18, or was 18. He had a toy gun in a playground somewhere or in a park, and officers, without hesitating, shot and killed him, just assuming that he had a real gun, you know. Again, all right, let me take the officer's side of this thing. Okay, I can understand that, you know, that, you know, the situation, you know, maybe, you know, someone has a gun. Okay, all right. Take proper procedures, you know, don't immediately shoot to kill. I mean, rookie officer. So in this case, the rookie officer, it was ruled a homicide. And the officer has been placed on leave, I believe, at this point, or was, you know. And so, you know, it's been a month. And, you know, this one here, this case, you know, at least, you know, the officer has admitted that a mistake was made. You know, he feels bad for what happened. And, you know, it's sad, you know, a young life is lost in this situation. So, you know, they just, again, they need to be better. You know, I'm not trying to defend, you know, in this case, this kid wasn't even committing a crime. He had a toy gun. Okay, you know, toy guns sometimes look like real guns, you know, and that's, you know, it's unfortunate. But, you know, how many people carry around open carry guns and you know, and officers don't do a damn thing to them. So, you know, I don't understand how a kid, you know, unfortunately he was black, you know, and, you know, those of you who think that this is all about race, you know, fine, post me some stories. I've looked. Post me some stories of white kids that get shot and killed, other than in their own home with misuse of guns. So, you know, I feel bad here, but at least in this case it was ruled a homicide, and, you know, there is justice being served on this, and you know, regardless of, you know, Tamir Rice's life being lost, you know, young life snuffed out way before he had a chance to live life. At least this is a case where we can see where things were done properly here. So, and a fourth story for news today. So this last Saturday, two Brooklyn police officers shot point blank by a Baltimore gang member. So, again, December 20th on Saturday afternoon, incident shocking on all levels. I cannot begin to tell you the sadness and horrid act and how deplorable this is on so many levels. You know, Rafael Ramos and Weijian Liu were in their patrol car when the killer, which I refuse to mention his name here, walked up and shot them. Then he ran to a nearby subway station and killed himself. So, you know, nonviolent supporters of those, you know, black lives that were lost quickly denounced these murders of cops. You know, I'm getting tired. You know, this killer was not related to peaceful protesters. So I'm getting tired of how every protester is being lumped into, oh gosh, they're promoting, you know, anti-cops, and they're promoting killing cops. These are a fringe group of people that peaceful protesters do not support. Let me rephrase that again. Peaceful protesters quickly denounce these murders. They're not part of this. You know, this his actions are not how to respond to police killing unarmed individuals, okay? So, you know, you want to protest, that's fine, and peaceful protesters for the most part are fine, but you know, don't lump peaceful protesters with these individuals that are improperly with the vendetta. You know, the amount of violent acts that was going on in this year has been horrific, and it just needs to stop. All right, this week's rant. Police officers defending each other at all costs. So they are human and can make mistakes and have lapses in judgment. I'm no way against cops trying to protect and serve. You know, there's a lot of good cops out there, you know, but there are bad cops. And I know some of you admit that there are. But those who treat cops as, quote unquote, walking on water need to stop. Why is this kill or be killed mentality? You know, protecting your own without criticism makes you just as divided as those who only think black people get shot by white cops. Yes, the media does tend to slant things. And yes, black cops shoot white people too. So, you know, it happens. But the disproportionate number of those getting shot makes for a case that can't be ignored, you know. Yes, I'm calling this racist, you know, and, you know, if you're siding with your own, you know, especially if you're white, you know, and you're siding with your own, you know, this admitting, you know, not admitting that cops are open to criticism and proper criticism, you know, you're part of the problem. You need to be quiet. I'm sorry. You know, you can have a voice, you can say whatever you want, but sit and listen to yourself, okay? You know, cops, you know, okay, you know, shoot to injure if you feel that you need to. Why always shooting to kill? What is it? Why, I mean, yes, cops have a dangerous job. It's their choice to be a cop, okay? Let's get that one out there right now. So, most of those getting shot and killed are unarmed. So, I don't understand this selfish concern, you know. You want to protect your life, I understand. You fear for your life? I don't doubt that. But be professional. You're the one who is. You need to act better. If you're a cop listening to this podcast, trust me. I'm not against you. I just want you to be a better cop. I want you to be better. I'm tired of thinking that you always have to shoot to kill. You know, and it certainly looks that way. You know, with just about everything here. So the lack of indictments is appalling. You know, police make mistakes. Admitting that doesn't mean you don't support your own. It means you want your own to do better. This week's shameless plug, I support peaceful protesters. So last podcast episode, I mentioned in my rant how much stupidity it is to loot and damage the city during times of protesting. Those who are peaceful and out in the public protesting should be treated humanely. Yes, they block traffic sometimes and can be a nuisance when your commute is affected. Boo fucking who. That doesn't mean they need to be hit with billy clubs or be shot with a gun. There are better ways to manage a peaceful protest, a group of protesters, especially when they're peaceful. So again, I've said it many times during this episode, we expect more from our law enforcement, and that means better treatment of unarmed public citizens. You know, if the protest is peaceful, think about what happened in the 60s during the Vietnam War protest. You know, we think of what happened on Kent State in 1970. So I think, you know, that tragedies happen, but we need better. You know, police departments don't need to look like SWAT teams or the military. They're police departments. You know, if things get out of hand, you call in the National Guard. You call in the SWAT team if things really get bad. But you know what? Peaceful protesters are just simply in the public, and they're making a statement. Let them make the statement. Stop treating them like criminals. They're not criminals. You know, and the few that are, you deal with those few. Don't lump everyone else into it. Peaceful protesters need a voice, and they need to know that they're not going to have the shit beat out of them when they take to the streets and want to voice their opinions. So stop and treat peaceful protesters better. Stop the insanity! Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.